Welcome to our Seminars for Stronger Relationships podcast.
I'm Dr. Swinton.
And I'm Dr. Boyle.
For today's topic, we're going to be discussing extended families and the holidays. So we're coming up on that time of year, and this is an issue that comes up a lot. In fact, I just spent the last hour with a couple working on this very thing.
And this is not just for newlywed couples either. This is something that all couples of all ages deal with. So, and today, we're going to switch things up. We've done in our podcasts in the past, we've kept them pretty straightforward. But today, we're going to switch things up a little bit. And we're going to actually introduce some trivia questions. And that should be good. And we'll give you the answers later on in the show.
Yeah. And then the next thing we'll be discussing are some questions from a listener. We had somebody submit a question to us, ask if we could address in a podcast. So we're going to do that.
So let's get started with the trivia questions. And yes, I said questions.
Since we're talking about the holidays, here's a fun trivia question for you. According to a Pew Research study conducted in 2013, what is the average weight of a turkey at slaughter? These poor turkeys get the brunt of it right now. Millions of them.
Right. You might be wondering why we're even, you know, asking a turkey question. But this one's just for fun.
Yeah, because we're coming up. That's one of the big holidays, right? So we're going to have you think about that. Don't Google it. And we're going to give you the answer a little bit later in the show.
So our second trivia question is a little bit more applicable to what we are talking about today. So here it goes. According to Pew Research conducted in 2013, what do people look forward to the most? And what do people look forward to the least when it comes to holidays?
Ooh, what do they look forward to the most? Is this like, are you talking about food? Are you talking about things, presents? Are you talking?
They kept it general. So this is from Pew Research from 2013.
Well,
so
what do you look forward to the most?
What do I look forward to the most?
I like those little mint chocolate sandwiches, you know?
Oh, yeah, those are pretty good. You know, I like the food. I think that's probably, you know, the thing I look forward to the most.
I also like the lights. I like lights of the holidays. I like to...
Yeah. Lights are good. I don't know. That's a hard question. I think there's lots of things I look forward to, but we'll discover what Pew Research found out.
Be thinking about what you like, and we'll get to that.
And just kind of a hint, you know, it's relevant to what we're talking about today. So,
hint.
Uh-oh. All Maybe right. I shouldn't have given hints away.
So let's get to the topic we're here to talk about. Families and the holidays. You know, if you're listening to this and you've been in a serious relationship and that relationship has existed around Thanksgiving and or Christmas, chances are this has been an issue you've had to discuss or confront.
Yeah. You know, I know when my wife and I first got married, it was a question. Hey, well, whose house are we going to for this Thanksgiving? And whose house are we going to for Christmas? And whose house? And how are we going to do this? Are we going to switch on and off? You know, are we going to? That just making the decision about where you go is the first part of it, right?
Yeah. Well, and part of that, obviously, is then how do you talk to whoever it is that you have to disclose? We're not coming to yours.
Right. And I think that, you know, I think that's a more difficult thing to do than actually deciding where you're going to go. It's telling the other person that you're not going there, which makes it.
It's a factor in deciding where you're going to go, right?
Yeah, I think it needs to be. We can talk about one of the things that, you know, we can talk about some of the things that are the most important factors that you should consider
What are some of those, Dr. Boyle?
Well, I'm just going to lay it flat out on the line. The number one factor that you should consider when you're deciding where to go for a holiday is what the food's going to be like. No, actually, no, the number one
Are
thing.
Are you just trying to keep us in business?
Yes. No, I'm kidding. No, the number one thing that you should consider is your relationship with your spouse or partner.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing, hands down, that you should consider. If it's going to damage your relationship with your spouse or partner, you probably shouldn't do it.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. You know, it's one of those circumstances where couples often feel like they're between a rock and a hard place, right? That they're in a position where they may have to disappoint multiple people.
Yeah.
Or even if it's just one person they have to disappoint, it's probably somebody they care about or are concerned about their opinion or how they feel about them. You know, for example, early in a marriage, a common problem, pressure is coming from both sides of the family. Mother and or father A and mother and or father B, depending on for spouse A or spouse B, wants them both to come. And you don't want to upset either parent or either sets of parents, and you don't want to upset your spouse. So what do you do?
Well, and how do you determine which one is spouse A, spouse's parents A's and spouse B's parents, right? Well, who's number one and who's number two?
Well, okay. Guys, when you're listening, make sure your wives are number one, okay? That's a good rule of thumb. But, you know, the quick, simple answer, then let's talk about some of the nuances of this. The quick, simple answer I suggest to couples is when you're in a position to upset your spouse or upset your family, you upset your family every time. It's a tough thing because we love our family. We don't want to upset them. But ultimately, your spouse has to come first. They've got to be number one.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you'll be eating turkey just with your family and not your spouse.
Right. And who wants to eat turkey just with their, you know, with their family without their spouse?
Yeah.
I hope the answer to that is no one. I'm sure there's some people out there that are like, well, maybe I do just want to eat turkey with my family, but maybe you should be in here talking to us if that's the case.
Well, and you know, once I remember, I had a couple come in that they said their solution was spouse A went to family A for the holiday and spouse B went to family B. And I told them that was a terrible idea, actually.
Yeah.
Because they needed to do this together. Holidays are a time for your new family to have its own traditions, rituals, things you do together.
And I think it's a time to show that unity even more, even more so throughout the rest of the year. I mean, at the holidays, you should be showing that you're unified with one another in right. the decisions that you're making.
And honestly, the best way to do that is to focus on how do you make your spouse more important than you. So if you're thinking about what am I going to do this holiday season, what you should be thinking of is what does my spouse want? Yeah. Does he or she want to go ... or do ... And your focus or goal should be on helping them have that holiday that they're looking forward to. And if both of you do that, you know, I think you'll both get more of what you want than if you dig your heels in and try to get just what you want.
Yeah, and I think, you know, something that we talk with couples about all the time is really trying to listen to one another and understand where the other person wants to, you know, where they're coming from, what they want to do. And, you know, there's going to be people, you're going to disagree, right? There's going to be people who are going to have disagreements.
What do you do then?
And working through that, you have to, you know, to face those challenges head on.
Yeah. And I think you face it by, again, making the other person more important. If you disagree with, you know, if I disagree with my wife, my job is to figure out what's important to her and to try to find a way to make sure she gets what's important to her and vice versa.
Well, and ultimately, I would say when it comes down to the relationship and what's really important, if you can't agree on where you're going, maybe the best thing to do is to not go anywhere, and to, you know,
develop
your own family traditions yeah. and that type of thing. Yeah. Now, it may be that your spouse doesn't really care about where you go, right? Your spouse may be like, you know, it doesn't really matter to me. I see my family at other times during the year. It doesn't really matter to me. It's really important to your family that we're there. So let's go with your
That's
family.
That's a great circumstance, right?
Right.
You know, another thing I've seen that was helpful, and this is to all of you listening who have adult children. You know, I've got a neighbor who does this great thing. Every year on the 23rd of July, they have Christmas Eve. And they invite all their family to come stay over. And on the 24th in the morning, they all get up and have Christmas together. So that then, on the evening of the 24th, actual Christmas Eve, and the 25th Christmas Day, all of their kids can go to their in-laws. And so it has removed that as a barrier. Those parents have decided, I care more about being with my family than whatever happens on the actual day. And so they don't add stress to their kids' lives.
I think that's great. I think that's a great idea. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that was one thing I wanted to bring up as well, is that here we are talking to couples, but the parents of those couples can make things a whole lot easier on that couple by not putting so many demands on that couple.
Hard, because these parents, you know, that's their life. They spent their lives raising these kids, and they really want to see them. They really want to see the grandkids. They want to have this big happy family. I think it's a great goal, but if going about it requires any passive aggressiveness or making somebody do something because it's what you want, it's not going to create that great, happy family environment that you're looking for anyways.
No, it's not. So what do you think? You think we covered that well enough?
Yeah, I think so. In the end, you know, if you're in a position to upset your spouse or upset anybody else, upset anybody else.
Okay, so here's another question for you. So now you've decided where to go. Mm-hmm. You've gone there, uh-huh. and you're there, and there's those really annoying people who try to say things that split you and your spouse apart. They say things that they try to dig in and get you and your spouse to be pitted against one another. Maybe it's a brother or a sister that's trying to get their sister or brother to be more loyal to them than they are to their spouse. How do you deal with that? I think that's a really good question.
That's a great question. And this is hard because, again, this comes into split loyalties. You know, if you're there to your family and your spouse or significant other is having a problem with someone in your family, it's hard to... Who do you defend? Whose side do you go on? Mm-hmm. The thing I suggest, you know, go en route to the family event and anticipate everything that's going to drive you nuts. You know what? Create very realistic expectations on the things that are going to irritate you, bother you, hurt your feelings, offend you, all of those things, so that if and when they happen, it's more like an opportunity for you two to look at each other and say, ha, called it, rather than really being hurt in a circumstance where you could have reasonably expected you would.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. I've worked with couples on that very same issue where I'm working with them on deciding, okay, let's anticipate all the things that could happen. Let's anticipate the things they might say to your children, that they might say about your dog, that they might say about whoever, and let's try to make sure you're ready to respond to any of those questions. Even role play it together beforehand.
And another thing is to disconnect the emotions a little bit when you talk about it. That, okay, if you can disconnect that this person who's hurting your spouse's feelings or potentially could is someone you care about. If you love your spouse, you should care about being responsive to their needs and maybe setting up some things to do. You know, maybe have some key words that you can text to each other that indicate, hey, can we go outside and talk for a few minutes? Or I'm getting really saturated. Perhaps it's time for us to go. So that you can protect that relationship, that core couple relationship that's so key to having a good place around the holidays.
Yeah, I think that's essential. You know, and don't be afraid to not answer questions from family members. Change the subject. Do other things to protect your spouse.
I like that too.
You don't have to answer every question that somebody's asking you. And you know, and again, remove yourself from the situation if you need to, in a way that's respectful. Don't storm out of the room and say, I hate your turkey.
What if it really isn't very good?
Well, you know.
Well, speaking of turkey, why don't we take a quick break? Let's take break and go to that first trivia question. Okay. So, the answer to the first trivia question is, drum roll. Wait, what was the question?
How big is the average turkey?
Oh, yeah. How big is the average turkey? Okay. Answer is 29.77 pounds. That's humongous, man.
That's big.
Okay. It says in 1980, a turkey weighed less than 19 pounds. Have we just become more gluttonous as a society?
I don't know. That's the thing. Are we eating more turkey?
I don't think so, because there are always leftovers. Is it like whoever buys the biggest turkey, we have to do that to look like we're put together or something, or...
I don't know. I don't know if you remember this. I think, according to this report, we are eating more turkey, actually. But do you remember that period through, like, the... I kind of grew up through this, the period of the 1980s and 1990s where turkey became really big. My mom started making, like, turkey burger and making everything out of turkey burger.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was a...
It's supposed to be healthier for you, right?
Supposedly. You know, that's why I'm so healthy.
Well, but let's
so
be
healthy.
Honest. Look at this. 19 pounds. Okay, if you think about it, okay, if you like, you were to go to a restaurant and order a hamburger, like a quarter pounder, or maybe if you were really feeling like you were going to town that day, a half pounder, right? Okay, I know 19 pounds, some of that's liquid, some of that's bones, but that's a lot of meat, man. On top of all the other food, why do you need 30 pounds anyways?
That's why everybody invites family to be with them on Thanksgiving. It's to eat the 29-pound turkey.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Only reason.
Honestly, when I was a kid, I cared more about whether I got to break the wishbone than anything else. So, a reminder to our listeners that you can send an email to podcast@swintoncounseling.com. That's podcast@swintoncounseling.com. And send us some questions. So how about we go to that question? We'll let the person be anonymous. So any of you who might submit a question, don't worry about us sharing who you are. But here was a question. This was from a woman. She asked, how do you balance all the family parties, work parties, church parties, etc., and still develop traditions with your spouse and children? She says, I feel like I'm having to meet everyone else's expectations, and there's no time to start our own traditions.
That's an excellent question. And thank you for submitting that question. You know, this is actually really tough, because if we talk about, as we're talking about whose house to go to, I think the expectation in our society is that we go to somebody else's house, right?
Yeah.
Or we go and we be with family.
Yeah. Which in part I think is a good thing, right? I
mean, yeah.
I think being together as a family is a good goal.
Right.
Generally.
I think so as well. But I also think it's really healthy for families to develop some of their own traditions.
Yeah.
But I think one of the best recommendations that I've ever been given, and I think it is best in this situation as well, is try to simplify. Simplify things. Don't try to do everything during the holidays that you think you have to do. Don't make a ton of expectations on yourself that you have to go to, you know, this church party, that you have to go to this work party, that you have to go to all these different things. There's so many things that you can go to, and you can't put that many expectations on yourself. So you have to decide what's really most important, what's really the most meaningful for you to be able to do. Is that work party really more meaningful, or would it be more meaningful to take your kids and have some sort of other tradition?
Sure.
Maybe you want to take your kids caroling or something like that, and that's more important than going to a work party. Yeah. But starting those traditions and deciding what's really important and prioritizing those is helpful.
And I think the best way to see that is to know what to leave undone, to really be good about deciding what isn't good enough for your family to spend its time on. You know, December, studies have shown, is the most stressful time. It's the most stressful month of the year for people. Depression rates are high, stress levels are high. And if there's ever a time to simplify and focus on your own family, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, you know, looking at this question, it said, I feel like I'm having to meet everyone else's expectations. Try not to meet everybody else's expectations all the time. Decide what expectations you're going to meet, and then make the most of it after that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good question. So send us some more. We'll address them in these things. In fact, we're happy to answer a lot of questions. So let's go to that other trivia question, that second trivia question, which was, what do people look forward to the most in the holidays, and what do people look forward to the least? I answered the last one, Dr. Bro. Why don't you take this one?
All right. So this one here is kind of interesting, in that what people look forward to the most is spending time with family and friends.
That's good. I guess that is better than mint sandwiches.
Yeah, I agree.
Can we put them both together?
No. It's a bad combination. And what they least look forward to is commercialism and materialism. So I thought this was almost, this research doesn't seem to match up with the behavior of everybody. I feel like during, you hit Thanksgiving and all of a sudden, it's just this commercialism, materialism, consumerism. It starts up full bore, and it feels like people think that's more important than spending time with family and friends. Now maybe not, but it seems like there's a lot of emphasis placed on that.
We may think that the family and friends are the most important, but our behavior probably doesn't show that. You know, I mean, let's talk about the turkey thing we just talked about. You know, the average turkey is 30 pounds, and why do we have to have so much? Why do we have to spend so much? You know, if I think back to my childhood, some of my most fond memories of my childhood around the holidays, I can think of smells and sights and sitting by the tree and listening to holiday music and various things. But honestly, it was the time I got to spend with my cousins and my family, and those memories I built with people that I cared about that really were the most meaningful. And you know, I think about the stress and pressure my wife and I put on ourselves to get the perfect gifts for our kids or whatever. And I think sometimes we're off the mark.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, when we think too much about having to spend time with too much family and too many friends, I think sometimes we overschedule ourselves.
Yeah.
And we, and I think sometimes in trying to please our family and friends, we get caught up in the consumerism, the materialism, in trying to find the right gift for somebody, instead of thinking, what's the most meaningful thing I can do for this person? It may not even be getting a gift for them. It might be just doing something nice for them. It might be having a conversation on the phone. I think sometimes we overthink what's meaningful to other people.
Absolutely.
And we think that we have to get that special gift for someone when that may not be the case.
No, you know, last year I was digging through an old box in our garage and I found a letter my grandmother wrote to me when I was a kid over the holiday. And I remember the letter was all about music, and she went in and talked about these meaningful memories that I had with her. And I gotta tell you, you know, that was more meaningful than, who knows, all the other material-based gifts I got as a kid.
Yeah.
To be able to have that memory with my grandmother.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
And so I think it would help with taking the pressure off of these families. Let's take the pressure off the need to be so consumer-based. Focus on the holidays as a time for family rather than as a time to get the biggest, best, whatever gift that's going to add financial stress to our family anyways.
Well, and I think that research shows that the desire for people is to enjoy time with family and friends, and people least like the consumerism and the materialism. And I think that the fact that desire is there, I think that's really good. But I think we need to hone into that desire a little bit more and make sure that our behavior's matching up with our attitudes and what we really want, what we really desire.
Yeah.
And I think if we can do that, I think families will be able to enjoy the holidays a lot more, and it will be more enjoyable.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, this is an exciting time of year. It's a great time of year to come together as families, to come together and focus on what really counts. It's your relationships. It's your relationship with your spouse, number one, and your kids, and a relationship with your extended family. You know, be for them what you hope they're going to be for you, and I think you can have a great holiday.
Yeah, I think it, you know, the advice we've given today, I think will help you to. It's not going to make everything perfect, but it's going to help you to navigate the holidays a little bit better. So, we wish you the best of luck in dealing with your family issues this holiday season. That does it for our show today. I'm Dr. Boyle.
And I'm Dr. Swinson. Join us next time for more ways to build stronger relationships in a world that tears them apart.
This Seminars for Stronger Relationships podcast is a production of Swinton and Boyle Counseling. Music for today's podcast was provided by Martin DeBoer. Information in this podcast is not meant to serve as a replacement for counseling. Inquiries about this podcast or to request that a specific topic be covered in a future podcast can be sent to podcast@swintoncounseling.com.